Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
To compare with your imagination, living Welcome to the Playground of Life, Play Experience, I am Ambassador Sophia. I am one, always, with all truth, all beauty, all justice, and all love. We welcome you today. At the top, you heard Pure Imagination by George Gorillaz. You can find his music on EZZoneMusic.com. Followed by the beautiful, the exquisite, the lovely Jess Cynthia, who just rolled in with the river, knowing and sharing how important it is to love one another as we embrace each other today on the playground of life, the play experience. Jess Cynthia, as she's known in the music world, is an international performer, songwriter, author, playwright. Jess Cynthia. But she's so much more. She's soulful, she's jazzy, she's vibrant, as you will see. And she shares a powerful sense of well-being that you will never forget. I know I invited her here today because she has worked this playground. She's been around the world. She's given her talents, her gifts, her love to so many. And as you will hear, she is a major player. So I'm going to welcome her right now with big open arms. My sister, Jess Cynthia, welcome to the playground.
Yes, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you again, Ambassa.
It is a beautiful thing. I think the last time I was in England when we were hugging and dancing.
You know, we started out in Atlanta, then we went across the water to England and met there, then in South Florida here in Fort Lauderdale, and now here we are again.
Yes, indeed. Well, first I want to ask you, are you hearing feedback from me? Or you can hear me
pretty
clear?
No, I'm not. I hear you clear.
All right, that's what I want to hear. I want to hear that. Because we're going to talk about how we listen, you know, how we hear on one hand and how we listen on the other. But first, I want the world to get from you, who is Jess Cynthia?
Oh, my. You know, on my business card, I have 9 different faces of myself. 9 different photos that I took. I say, well, and I tell them which one you're going to meet today. So it might be someone that, one of the faces that didn't even make it to the business card. But, you know, I'm here. I'm just here embracing life and just flowing with it. So wherever it leads me, that's where better that way, and I'm unhindered. And more doors are open to me when I flow with it, as opposed to trying to control.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And I said, like I said, it, you are one person who the energy that you bring in your music is so, I mean, it's just so alive, as everyone will see. It brings forth, I really have so many questions about the music, the journey, the way that the road that you took to get where you are right now. I know that there's been many twists and turns, as it is for all of us. But it's how you do that pivot and that about face in your life to be able to really grasp and take hold of life in a way where it becomes delicious. And you have actually exhibited that in your music, where people, when they listen, they're like, wow, she's really having fun. Well, I mean, when did it all start for you on your journey?
It started before I even realized it started, you know? Because as growing up as a little girl, there was always music around me, but I was never want to be out front with it. My sister's a great singer, always sang gospel. We had to sing in the church choir, but I sang as far back in the choir as possible because I didn't think I had that good of a voice. And it really wasn't, as far as my ears were concerned, and I guess comparing to my sister who's a singer, her name is Veronica Johnson. And so... But not knowing, it was all part of the plan in helping me get to where I am now. That was just a seed that was planted way back when, you know, when I was in elementary school. And that seed just kept being nurtured and watered and fertilized and so forth, and now I'm here making a living doing what I love to do and sharing it with other people. So that's a blessing. So I would say that's where I think it started, before I was born, actually, and then I didn't grab a hold of it or realize it until I was well out of high school.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a beautiful thing, because when you say before you were born, and most of us don't claim that. We don't claim that we had a choice and a part of what we have encompassed in life and what we are actually doing and being and having. And I love the way that you express that. It's a real... I'm not going to front. I'm getting a lot of feedback, but I'm going to work through it. We're going to move through this playground right now. So, you know that technical stuff.
But my end, it is clear. So I don't know what the other listeners are here, but it's clear on my end.
Okay, great.
But, you know, so, it is important for everybody listening to know that we're all born with these abilities and talents and so forth, and it is our responsibility to participate and being instrumental in actually bringing it forth and living in it and walking in it, because we all have that something that was given to us before we were born, and then once we're born with it, that's just our opportunity to go ahead and live in it and walk in it and share it and really enjoy
mm-hmm.
what we've been blessed with.
Right, and you have been doing that. I don't have this particular cut here, but I want to talk about the color of love is you. I really want to talk about that and entice them to go and listen to it, because that is probably one of my favorites. I don't know how that happened. But this is, can you give us where that came from? Because that is such a beautiful, just take the lyrics and take us through that journey.
You fill me up with shades of gold. Your special look lights up my soul. Touch my hand and I'm not blue. The color of love is you. Actually, when that song came to me, and luckily most songs, because I'm a songwriter too, so when it comes, it usually comes with a melody and lyrics. And that's mm-hmm. a blessing, because some people are just lyricists and some just are musicians. And I've been blessed to most of the time when a song comes to me. But I was living down in the U.S. Virgin Islands in St. Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been there for about six years. I stayed there a total of seven. And, I mean, my life was just beautiful. Everything was flowing. Always been in good health. I was living up in the bush in a trailer, surrounded by the lush, plush nature, all the beauties of nature, mango trees and all these fruit trees. And I got appreciation for all God's creatures. I mean, some creatures I used to run from. But there is a place in this world for all creatures created by God, you know. And
right.
It was just a beautiful time in my life, and the song just came to me, looking at all the different colors around me, and not just in nature, but in people. We all have different colors, and people that come into your life bring different things to it, you know. Mm. So it just came. It just started coming out. When I was planning, I was in the process of doing my first CD entitled Love Glow. And John Lucien, the famous and great, late and great John Lucien, produced it. John Lucien is a songwriter and singer and musician and producer. And he passed a few years back, God rest his soul. But I went to him with all original songs, and he's like, Cynthia. No, you can't put a first CD out with all original tunes. Nobody knows you. So we went through some. So I'm like, why? You know, and it made sense what he said. So we selected some songs that was already in my repertoire that I liked doing and sort of fit my voice. I said, but I got to put some of my songs in. And I already mm-hmm. had Love Flow, which is a title cut, Eyes, which I wrote inspired by my mother. And I needed another song. And the one he selected for me, I'm like, mm-mm, I don't want that song. And, I mean, that song, The Color of Love Is You, came because I needed a third song that I wrote, and it just fit perfectly. And believe it or not, we sort of clashed with that song in the studio because he thought the song was sad. I said, it's not a sad song. It's melancholy, you know? And it ended up being my favorite song, too, on the CD. In fact, if I had known that, I probably would have titled the CD The Color of Love Is You.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Yeah. Love Glow works, though. Love Glow works. As a matter of fact, it's playing in the background. Let's give the listeners just a little bit of that.
Okay.
All right. Love Glow, just Cynthia. You heard it. I'm telling you, Nick, you got better go to check it out. And we're going to tell you all about where to go. But you know, when I hear that and I hear the Love Glow, it always, you know, I'm just all about love. So, you know, it's a love thing with me. So, you know, I'm always paying attention. You go ahead.
But, and especially women, when we're in love, everybody knows it because it shows. It's just like it is a glow about us. Like when women are pregnant, there's a glow. When we're in love, there's a glow. We smile more. There's just this whole aura around us. So, and that's how that song came about. I was singing at Gladys's Cafe down in St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands, and this lady was sitting at the bar all the way down to the end. And, I mean, I can see her from where I was standing, and she was just beaming. I'm like, well, what is it, girl? It's something you know I don't know. She said, it's love. And just from that, the words came because she radiated. I mean, it was just, you could touch it almost. And that's how that song came, called Love Glow. And, you know, there's a total of 10 songs on this CD, and 3 of them are originals, but they got some wonderful songs on there, the Osley Brothers. I want to be living for the love of you. And Time After Time, Cyndi Lauper. If you lost, you can look, we'll find me. And you play the River Rolls On earlier, and of course, Get Here. That's a very popular song, and Olitha Adams made it popular.
Oh, yeah.
Brenda Russell actually wrote it. And then Find 100 Ways.
Yeah.
From a woman's perspective, because men like all those good things do, you know?
Yeah, and you didn't say my favorite, Nearness of You.
That's a classic.
It is a classic, and you put your whole heart in it. And you know, I always talk about, you know, it's when you pay attention to yourself. you know, and how you're being when someone else is speaking or how much you're listening to them. And, you know, because hearing doesn't require any awareness or attention because hearing is a natural thing, like breathing. But when you ask yourself, are you hearing or are you listening? And if you're listening with your heart, you know. You hear it with the ears, they do what they do. But, you know, you feel the energy that comes from the words, you know. And
but go ahead. Yeah, that's why music is a very important part of life because
you know, words right in your audience.
It is. Can you imagine a day without music? I mean, no music at all for one whole day? Man.
No. You took the words right straight out of my mouth because I was going to say one way we get to listen with our hearts is through listening to the music. And, you know, beautiful women such as yourself, and I'm just going to keep bringing my beautiful sisters who share all of their hearts through their music. Sherry Marie next week and Ebony Ram the following week and Daye. We're just going to keep bringing y'all on because, you know, it's time to really put that spotlight on the love that comes through the heart. You know, you all are out there just pouring it out every day, you know, every minute. Because, you know, I remember when I met you, you sang most of the conversation. I was like, okay, who is this woman? Okay. You sang most of the conversation. And I was like, okay. But I think you were, at that time, I think you were actually doing something I thought also was unique. I've heard of it before, but I had never met anybody who did singing telegrams.
Right, singing telegrams.
How did you get into that?
I was living in Atlanta. I've lived in Atlanta three different times. But this was the, I can't remember if it was the first or second time, but I saw an ad in the paper. There was a Mr. Marvelous looking for a Mrs. Marvelous to do singing telegrams. So I answered this ad in the Atlanta Constitution. And so, and it was Mr. Marvelous with his deep baritone voice. And we talked, he interviewed me, we met, and he says, okay. And we will wear these tuxedos and a mask and balloons, and you go to people's homes or their office or wherever they are, and you just sing to them. And when I saw the expression on the face and how just those 5 minutes of, you know, just putting this person, everything revolved around them.
Mm.
And think on their face and the transformation, it was amazing. I'm like, wow, that's great. You can go sing to somebody one song and they're just beaming and they just have been totally infused with something. I like that. So when I moved out to St. Thomas and ran out of money,
you got inspired, right?
I moved to St. Thomas with a few little bit of money. I was a beach bunny for about 2 months. And then my money ran out. I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm going to start singing telegram here. And they never had one there. So it was the first singing telegram in St. Thomas called Unforgettable Singing Telegram. And and I mean, it went well at first. Everybody looked at me like I was crazy because I'm in the tropics wearing a tuxedo and top hat and white gloves. And they kept asking me, whose funeral? Whose funeral? But again, to see the transformation on a person's face when you bust right into their place of business, they don't want to be there, or they're having a bad day and the sourpuss face you might see, or they're hurting.
Mm-hmm.
And you just start singing to them with bright balloons and taking photographs, and everybody stop what they're doing and join in. It's amazing. It's like they get younger. They get 5 years younger or something.
It's
a special thing because, you know, you're making that person feel special. And so it was my honor. It was a gift, not just from me to them, but also to me from them to be able to do that and enlighten people's lives through song.
Mm-hmm.
And I got paid on it. Hey! It doesn't get any better than that. I got so many photographs to look back on and just look at the faces and reminisce about it and feel good that I was instrumental, a small little part in brightening their lives for a moment.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they will remember it. You know, people, they tend to, again, going back to the listening with your heart, you know, people tend to really embrace who they feel, what they hear from who they feel it from in a big way. You know, if your heart is open, you said it earlier, you know, people are going to actually get it. They're not going to have a problem with, you know, receiving what it is that you're giving them, and they will be imprinted forever. Like you said, it's always going to be stamped on their heart. That's going to be the time that they're always going to remember. And I know, I watch when I go out. We're going to take a quick break in a minute. But mm-hmm. I watch when I go out sometime, and the person, the musician is singing to someone. It doesn't matter. It always melts the person. Always.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because it's something about the rhythm, the harmony, the resonance that comes through the heart, you know, and speaks
and
to the heart of that
not,
person.
Believe it or not, so often as musicians and singers, we are guided to a special person in the audience. We don't always know why, but lyrics to these songs sometimes touch this person because of what they're saying and what it means to them. Maybe it was a time in their life. Just like you can never, if I start singing, I want to be living for the love, you think about what you were doing when that song came out with Isley Brothers. You know,
mm-hmm.
it was something for you
mm-hmm.
with that special person. It's just special. And every song affects a person differently, but if you're into it and you're feeling it when you're singing it and performing it, then the people listening are also going to feel it.
That's right. Because the altar is in the heart, and when you're in the heart, you're always in prayerful state. You're always in a high, elevated frequency, and that frequency is always going to reach the person. I am totally in love with sound and music and energy and love. And with that, we will be right back, my love.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mombasa Sophia, on the playground of life, the play experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
I'm tired of running from my life.
Hello, family. I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show, and I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev B, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the yes. 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Life Conversations Radio.
Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today for Ancestral Blueprints at 12 p.m. Eastern on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today, and how to bring awareness to the truths that want to be acknowledged. Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today, 12 p.m. Eastern, every last Wednesday of the month on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, yes, yes. We are back with my wonderful friend, Jess Cynthia. And I am just so enamored to have you here on the playground, Cynthia. When I think about playing, this show is called Passionately Loving, Appreciating You. That's what play is all about. And here it's about the creating new blueprints for living a stressless life. You know, I mean, we're going to always have things that we're walking through and we're dealing with every day. What do you do when you're thinking about how you passionately love appreciating you? What do you do on a daily basis to play?
Unfortunately, I don't do it on a daily basis, but I've learned to do it more often than I used to. I'm a Capricorn, mm-hmm. so, you know, we're sort of driven to work, and try to achieve. So I'll have to say more about that. But,
okay.
But you know, I got very spoiled. I had the opportunity to go over to Thailand, Bangkok, Thailand, a few times, mm-hmm. performing over there. And, of mm-hmm. course, I took the time. It was just me. I took the time out for me mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. I'm away from home. When I'm home, I am a servant, and I know I was born to be a servant. But when I'm away performing at five-star hotels and being catered to, then I am served. And it is really mm-hmm. nice to be on the receiving end because that helps you to come back home and be, you know, to give again. But massages, mm-hmm. oh my, over in Thailand and Asia, you can get massages for a little of nothing. So that was, I did that a lot. And, of course, when I came back home, I'm like, I got to continue to do this. Down in Miami, there is a Russian spa I like to go to with a Russian bath, saltwater jacuzzi, and all the different water therapies you can do. And to enhance, it's all about keeping the body, trying to keep the body clean and relaxed and and so that's what I like to do. I like to go to the theater and to the movies with a big thing of popcorn, layered butter, of course. You might as well not have popcorn if you can't put butter on it. You know what I mean? So right now I do not have a significant other, so it's not much time spent, but I still like to go out and socialize with my friends and definitely with my family. We have a family gathering mm-hmm. every month at my house in the backyard. And I'm going to interject right here. Anybody need to contact me, just Cynthia, J-U-S, Cynthia at hotmail.com. J-U-S, Cynthia at hotmail.com is my email. Because this time is going so fast. I'm watching what happens.
This time, I tried to tell you, when you get on the playground, the time flies. Yeah, get it in. There's no,
okay, so
there
brief,
is no...
Just briefly, you know, we talked about the Love Load CD, which was my first CD in 2000. But since then, I did a Thailand Blues CD, which was recorded live in Bangkok, Thailand. I met this African-American female singer in Bangkok, Thailand, with a Russian band. What a combination. And I mean, they were excellent musicians and the people in the audience from every other country in the world. So that was like a big pot of stew, a big pot of good stew with all the different nationalities. And that was more jazzy. It has two of my originals, Silent Blues, and Get Me a Beer and a Towel.
And give me a beer and a towel.
Get Me a Beer and a Towel, baby, because I got some crying to do. That's a blues. I almost can hear a country and western singer singing that song. Get Me a Beer and a Towel, because I got some crying to do. But it also has a song for my father by Horace Silver and My Romance by Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart. Summertime, of course. And If You Go Away
which is the English version of Nemeki Te Paz by Jacques Brel, and Nina Simone made that popular. I Love You Porgy from Porgy and Bess. Wade in the Water, I do a very jazzy version of Wade in the Water, a traditional gospel. And Bye Bye Blackbird. Yes, and also wrote a little booklet about Thailand blues, and just to share Bangkok kindness through my eyes with my family and friends, say, you got to write us an email, so tell us what it's all about. So instead, I put it all in a booklet with plenty of photos. So anyone interested,
right,
they can email me and go to my website at www.justcynthia.weebly.com. JustCynthia.Weebly.com.
Okay. Yeah, and of course, I want to say, go ahead.
Yeah, my music is also on CDBaby.com. You can just go to CDBaby.com/JustCynthia to get the CDs, Thailand Blues, and Love Flow. And you can hear
stuff. Yeah, and we have Thailand Blues playing in the back, and we're going to listen to a little bit. But you did do another book, didn't you? You did a couple of other books as well.
Well, my masterpiece, I wrote a historical documentary entitled Promises from the Palmetto Bush, the Genesis of Cava Ranches, Florida. Cava Ranches was an unincorporated all-black area of South Broward County, and they only sold land to black people in the 40s, and I thought that was that was unique and different, and I wanted to know why. And just so happened, my grandparents, my maternal and paternal grandparents, came here, early settlers of Cava Ranches, in the 40s. So by the time I racked their brain and questioned them, grilled them about it, I end up interviewing 43 of the pioneer families that moved out here in the 40s. And it ended up being a book with plenty of photos, vintage photos from that time period, their story. And it's just amazing. The show is not long enough for me to go into that, but that you can also find on my website, some information. And then, you know, Spirit wasn't through with me. Because as I was interviewing all the elders, you know, all these songs start being birthed. And so I end up doing a musical play based on historical documentary. And the name of the play is Their Story is Our Story. Because you can hear the interviews of any black folks, and they have this common thread about the history and what they went through and what they lived through and went through. And isn't that a great word? Through. They didn't get stuck there. They went through it.
That's right. And left
a wonderful legacy and a solid foundation that me and everybody else out here in Cava Ranches is now building on. And then in 2005, they made Cava Ranches, along with four other unincorporated areas of Broward County. They converged and made us into a city. So we're the youngest city in Broward County called the City of West Park. Ta-da! So
there's CDs, and there's books, and there's a DVD
on the play, and I just finished writing the second version of the play, part two of the play, which will probably come out next year in 2015, of Their Story is Our Story. And one other thing, before time is up.
No, time is not up yet. We got to hear about this event you're going to be doing down in South Florida.
Oh, yes. Well, I am living in my grandmother's house, who bought one of the display houses back in 1941. And then in 2012, they made this house a historical landmark in Broward County. So it's the first historical landmark in the city of West Park in Broward County, and I'm living in it. And people start donating all these artifacts from back then, so it's pretty much set up like a museum. I had to throw away all the regular furniture, and we got the water pump, you know, all those things that they had back then. It's great. So, again, it's so much, and Spirit not finished with me yet. I'm like, I don't know. But all I do is just keep going forward. That's all you could do. So now, Nina Simone. My skin
Nina Simone.
Is black. Yes, yes. The theme this year in Broward County through the libraries and so forth is the Civil Rights Movement. And, of course, March is International Women's History Month. So I will be doing a tribute to Nina Simone and a concert at Old Dillard Museum. That's located in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Old Dillard Museum, which, of course, is a historical building also. Why Nina Simone?
Why not?
She was very vocal. Yeah, why not? She was very vocal musically and in her words and action indeed about the civil rights movement, dead set against it. And she wrote about it and she sang about it. And she was very frustrated with America and how blacks were being treated. And she ended up leaving America like a lot, so many other singers. And she landed in France, and that's where she died. But I'm looking forward to, I'm not trying to be Nina Simone, but I am singing her song, my arrangements and my version, because I feel everything when I'm listening to her and I'm learning her songs, I can feel it. I can feel her, and I can feel her pain and her frustration and her desire to just get it out and to share it.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope everyone that comes enjoy it. I will be.
Yeah, we will.
My heart and soul into it.
Yes, you will. And I'm sure you'll be bringing in the channeling the spirit of Nina right there for everyone. So I have no doubt
really
that you'll be coming straight from that altar in your heart. And I'm laughing over here because it's like, just Cynthia, you're going to have to go ahead and down to the Bureau of Vital Statistics and change your name to Most Cynthia or Much Cynthia. That's just Cynthia. It's not fitting anymore, okay? You must have came up with that a long time ago.
Let me tell you, I didn't even come up with that.
Uh-huh.
It was given to me. It just stuck. It wasn't really given to me. I wanted to sit in with the band in St. Thomas. I just moved in. They said, "What's your name?" I said, "Cynthia." They're like, "Cynthia what?" I said, "Just Cynthia. You know, don't put a first and a last name." He introduced me as just Cynthia, and they wouldn't stop calling me that. So I said, "Well, let's put it." But I put it as J-U-S, apostrophe. You have to say just. And but one way you can look at it is like, just what you see, that's just what you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not fake. And so that's one way to look at it, too.
Yes, it is. And another way is you have that song Justice and Peace, and it's about being just, and I believe that is what you wear that hat very well. But we're gonna give you a big hug as we go out with one of your wonderful pieces. Nearness of You is one of my favorites. I'm gonna love you and I'm gonna be
near you,
my dear sister.
So
thank you for coming on the playground. Thank you so much. I love you. See you later.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
See you later. All right. That was my beautiful friend, Jess Cynthia. And stay tuned next week. You know the goddess will be back, Sherry Marie, Healing Hearts Through Music. And so we'll be looking for you on the playground. Be there or be square. Bombasta out. I love you. I bless you. And I thank the Creator for you. Much love.
Conversation. That brings me this sensation. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. When you're in my
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.